Welcome to the worst year ever. Oh, sorry. It's not the podcast.
Wrong podcast, Fuzz. The blasted ruins of a dying city. Corpses tanning on boiling hot concrete. Only one thing moving. A mucus-slick grotesquerie. Half man, half basilisk. The fruit of an eon's ruination. From cracked, scaled lips. Rasping into the crypt air. How are we gonna pay for it? How we gonna pay for it? Welcome to Southpaws, episode 456. How are we going to pay for it? I'm Saverin.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
I'm Ajax.
And today has been quite the decade, hasn't it?
God. So Shiva feels more like a century. So Shiva's on call this week and actually got a call while on call, so that's why she's not joining us tonight, and we're recording at my place tonight.
So. Yeah.
So I'm their spare tire.
Basically, yeah. She got called right before we were going to get going, or right before we were about to go get dinner and then get going. So she's on call. Yay. Yeah.
So our couch is not here, but Ajax represents our janky old futon that we pull out for guests.
He's a big pupper. He could be a good beanbag.
I would be the best beanbag.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, because you're part hyena. You're already full of beans.
I have so many beans, and I'm fat.
He'd be a yin bag.
There we go.
Yeah.
Now you need to get art of that.
I do.
So it has been quite an interesting set of days. You know, we're finally getting to the point of people realizing that, what do you mean the coronavirus is not a hoax? That COVID-19 is not just the flu? And people are starting to kind of freak out a little bit around here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
like, the death rate has slowly been climbing. It was 2%, and last I saw it was like 3.4.
And then, of course, when you look at the age cohort, if you're older than 80, it's like 20%.
Ooh.
If you're over 60, it's like up to 15. And that's the thing, is that that's among cases we know about. Like last night, I went to Kroger because I was like, well, I'm going to try to limit contact with people. I'm going to get some rice and a loaf of bread. Mm-hmm. We're pretty well stocked on groceries as it is, but we cooked rice for dinner and we had like 2 cups left. And a 10-pound bag of rice is cheap as hell.
And you were like, let's go out and feed some birds and watch them blow up.
No.
Because we heard this is COVID, and that sounds like Corvid, and that's like avian flu.
Revenge against the birds. No, but it was like 10:30 or whatever. Panther had gone to bed, and I was like, well, I'm just going to hit the store real quick and go. And there was some old motherfuckers just hoarding. They had carts full of stuff, as you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
But thing is, that late at night, they only had the self-checks out, and only 4 of the 6 were operating.
Ooh.
So you had these old farts with massive carts full of shit while there's a dude holding a gallon of milk looking very cross that he has to wait behind these people. So
it's like, I just want my tea.
It's like,
I've got milk for my tea. What are you wankers doing? Your ass isn't big enough for all that toilet paper.
It's called a bidet, guys. We need to move on with the rest of the world and get a bidet.
Yeah.
Get a high-tech toilet.
Fucking ash-washing services, man. That's great.
I mean, worst
unless
case,
you have like one of the ones that has the blow dryer, I mean, you could totally get a fungal infection from a bidet.
Well, look at you, Mr. No Fun. Get in the shower and use an ass towel.
You put the fun in fungal infection.
Gross.
Search for that tag on E621.
Can we
not?
No, that's... They recently updated...
Bale, fungal... My Little Pony.
I think I've seen that.
That's Ajax getting...
So I can see
getting
fungal coming up in, like, a Pokemon search, because some of them are, like, mushrooms or something.
I mean...
Right? People are really into mycelium.
Well, it's because you could travel anywhere with them. Dick in a mushroom and like all of a sudden you're orbiting Kronos.
Like you haven't come until you've come in 6 dimensions.
We did watch that episode of Interspecies Reviewer where they do fuck the mushrooms.
This is how you become your own parent. Like you come in a mushroom, but it comes through time, through your biological father's dick. So like, oh my god, I've just become my own parent.
Yeah.
I am me.
That happened in Futurama, where he accidentally became his own grandpa. But I lost my fucking train of thought, man. Basically, that we're talking the mushroom things. Like, I have seen plenty of things where they have, like, the timber wolves from MLP, which are, like, wood golems with, glowy fungus they're bits
pretty,
on them.
Pretty
so,
cool. Yeah.
So there is that. So you can look at E621 for that. Speaking of, they updated to a new Boru system. So there's no longer a splash page. Oh, no.
Oh, right. I heard about that.
And it suggests tags as you're typing it in.
With the viral outbreak, you really need to avoid splashing.
So, fun fact, Pornhub has decided to give the entire country of Italy free premium for the rest of the month because everybody is quarantined.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the wildest thing. It's like, Italy has just halted their economy. They're like the sixth or seventh largest economy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they just said no. Everything is closed.
We're just going to pause the country.
Pharmacies and grocery stores. That's it.
Yeah.
And like,
but good on Pornhub. Yeah, because it started out with, like, just a city in Italy, and now it's the whole country.
They reached 1,000 people dead.
Oh, wow. My God.
And their system is a bit overtaxed. I mean, Italy only has, like, 60 million people. They're about 20% of the size of our country. But they're really having to crack down. And it'll be really interesting because we built our world economy to be incredibly fragile. Because not only, like, everybody's stretched to the fucking breaking point, and then now all of a sudden, everybody in Italy that had a job at a cafe or public-facing building or anything, what the fuck are you supposed to do? I mean, they presumably have a social safety net better than ours, but...
Right.
It's about to be super heavily, like, put upon, though, because everybody is sick.
Yeah.
Like...
And this is Italy. Like, we haven't even reached the part where we're talking about the U.S. yet, because, like...
Well, I've seen a couple of articles and such implying that our infection rate and death toll are probably both heavily underreported.
Yeah.
Like, there probably is a lot more cases.
Well,
here like in the US. The last I heard, the most accurate account was three dudes that put together a Google Doc.
Well, the problem is that the CDC under Trump is basically looking at if we don't find the metrics, we can't say for sure, and therefore we can't say accurately that we have X number of infections. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we've reached officially 1,000 tested cases, but the super stringent testing requirements are such that most people can't get tested and get counted as being potentially exposed to coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And then today, the governor of Ohio and his head of Health Human Services said, yeah, we expect about 1% of the state population to have coronavirus right now, which is like 100,000 people in Ohio.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, this has been so bungled that we're going to see a much larger death rate here in the United States than we should have. And I'm concerned, obviously, because my parents are in their 60s. Mm-hmm. A lot of people our age, their parents are in their 60s or older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just the idiots in Washington that are fucking themselves. It's them fucking everyone around us.
Yeah.
Like, and the worst part is you can be asymptomatic for the first 2 weeks. Like,
yeah.
Like, you could be fine. You could go run a marathon, not show a single symptom at all, and be super contagious.
Well, like, consider, we just had Fiesta.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know if anybody was there. But it's possible. It's only been about 2 weeks since Fiesta. I'm glad that Fiesta came and went prior to the big scare.
Yeah.
But we also have to consider that we were around 5,000 other people. And was somebody there that had it? We don't know until more people start popping up with it. And it's interesting because we talk about the con side real quick.
Yeah.
Like E3 is canceled. South by Southwest is canceled, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Various, like, WonderCon is canceled. There's a Kansas City Comic Con that was canceled. And then you have the cons which have really been put into hard positions. So in California, there's a couple counties that have basically said, events over 1,000 people, fuck off. You can't do them.
Yeah.
But not the county that BabsCon is in. They're only recommending. So they're facing severe issues that they're basically staring down the barrel of the gun and having to put their event on because they can't invoke force majeure.
Yeah.
Force majeure, basically, it's acts of God, government stuff. that a completely unforeseen thing has prevented you from renewing your event. Mm-hmm. And in the case of something like this, a pandemic, you can say, hey, look, we're not going to do our event. You agree, we agree, cool, sorry, this sucks. We'll bump the dates. Mm-hmm. But because their county hasn't necessarily said events over a certain size can't go on, they recommended, mm-hmm. but the government's not forcing them to, so they're ooh. In trouble.
And I didn't know that about BabsCon, but Winnie City has the same thing.
Yeah.
Because they estimated their attendance at about 800.
Uh-huh.
And the governor of Illinois said that any events of over 1,000 people are ordered canceled until after May. And any community events over 250 people, we are strongly advising that you don't do it. But if the government doesn't actually say, hey, you cannot have this con, then their hotel contract can be like, hey, you're still on the hook for this.
Yeah. And depending how it's worded, even if the state does like cancel it, they might still be out of luck. Like, yeah. I've seen a couple of cons be like, if we cancel this, we just will die.
Yeah.
Furthermore, has basically put out a fairly extensive statement. It's like 3 pages of text.
That was Fernal Equinox.
Because
Fernal Equinox just happened.
Okay. It's some fur pun, right? But that could be a lot of furry cons. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was Fernal Equinox has put out a statement, and their reasoning and why they can't, like, why we can't just shut it down
mm-hmm.
because we cease to exist. Yep. And so, like, it's a really bad time for anybody in the fandoms, for everybody in general, because cons are canceling, and artists who rely on that are probably mm-hmm. shit out of luck.
Yeah.
I saw Kalis was talking about how they're canceling, like, the weekly tournaments for him, and it's not something that he does for money, but it's mm-hmm. something that he does in his community.
Mm-hmm.
He's having to put those on hold, probably.
Right.
We've got the major sports teams mm-hmm. or sports groups, NCAA, only going to play in empty stadiums. You have TV shows recording in front of empty audiences. There was this really
I saw a clip of Whoopi
Goldberg going, "Welcome to the View, welcome to the View," and it just pans over empty chairs, and it's like,
"Oh my gosh!" She was totally playing it up, and I was like, you know, you gotta. That was the right attitude, I think. Because it's like, what are you going to fucking do?
I mean, did you hear about the
two basketball teams? The home team and their opponents are both quarantined in an arena in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
The absolute dipshittery of that one player is astounding.
I don't know the backstory on this.
Okay, so the player's name is Rudy Gobert.
Okay.
And he was at a press conference. They were asking him about what he thought about the coronavirus and COVID-19 being an issue for people in the NFL and whatever. Mm-hmm. And then when he's done with the interview, he plays up the fact that he goes and touches everybody's shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 days later, tests positive for coronavirus.
Ugh.
So not only did he infect his team and the other team, Oklahoma Thunder, he also potentially infected every journalist in that room by molesting their shit, because they found out that the stuff can persist on surfaces for 72 hours.
Oh my god.
COVID-19 is a tough motherfucker.
Yeah. The only thing that kills it really quickly, apparently, is cold.
Yeah.
Or is it heat?
I don't know.
Well, normally coronaviruses are fairly susceptible to heat, but if this can persist on a surface for 72 hours, it has some sort of resistance to that.
Yeah.
So,
like, the last I read from the CDC, like, they weren't even sure if UV light really kills it. Like, mm-hmm. they haven't been able to do really good testing on it yet.
Huh. Viruses are getting stronger. Weird. Seems like we've been warned about this for 30 years.
Yeah. The NHL has canceled their seasons as well.
Yeah.
And
wasn't it didn't the NBA?
The NBA.
Both of them have.
Oh, both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Actually, I thought the NHL was going on, but only with no audiences, or maybe that was another sport.
I saw Dusk posted a thing about them. They might still be playing in empty art arenas, but they have basically closed them off to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Which sucks, because you have to consider, it's not just the teams not playing and, oh no, the sports fans don't get to see it. This is going to have a huge ripple effect on the people near that. Concession workers, franchise owners, like franchise restaurants in the place.
Uh-huh, yeah.
bars that people go to watch shit at. Breweries that sell their beer.
The actual venue. The venue. To host the thing.
The staff at the venue. The maintenance staff. Mm-hmm. The facility staff.
I mean, Buffalo Wild Wings has basically had half of their business model go in the toilet. We a lot of soccer games.
Well, the Londoner. They do a lot of sports games.
But to chime in, the NHL has suspended its season.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, the NFL isn't because it doesn't start until the fall. They just dodged that bullet, right?
And remember, the Spanish flu, it originally started in, like, November, February, and then went away in the summer. And then in the fall, it got worse.
Yeah.
So this might be a very long process.
It's... Oh.
So, prepare for the long game.
Yeah. Ultra Music Festival Miami's been canceled. Coachella's been delayed.
I know I was listening to another podcast today that was talking about, like, South by Southwest is, like, Austin. That is, like, a substantial chunk of the annual income for a lot of businesses in the city.
Consider if, God forbid, Anthrocon gets canceled. For this.
Yeah, like that's one because of our close association with it. Like we know actual, like we know a lot of numbers for how much of
millions of dollars just goes poof.
Yep.
Well, yeah. Okay.
There's businesses that would die.
Well, okay, actually, there's a really good precedent for this. What happens when a convention goes poof like this? What happened to Watonga, Oklahoma, after OklaCon died? 10% of that town's local 18% of that town's income just went away.
Oh my god.
The gay furries left because the homophobic assholes running the state park, and that town died.
It did?
Like, a lot of shit shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Because this one group would come in on this one long week.
It's like 400 people come in from out of town, and they get so many hotel rooms, they fill up every fucking lodge in town and in the park.
They're going to the grocery store. They're eating like, in the restaurants.
Furries would go and buy, like, Aldi up there or the other store around the corner had, like, steak on sale. Furries went and they had, like, buy one, get one, steak on sale. Furries went and bought a shitload of it. Brought it back to the park and fired up the fucking grill, you know?
Furries love their meat.
Like, and then a lot of furries did what you and Panther did, where you went to, like, the Watonga meat and cheese.
Yeah.
Or the wine and
there
cheese.
There was the, like, Whirlwind Winery or whatever in town that would provide for the little super sponsor soiree.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're still around, because I know furries would buy a shitload of wine.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a bit ago, Panther was like, I kind of want to go up there and see if the cheese place is still around, and I'm like, you might be a bit disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a hell of a drive to go to some ghost town that was caused because a con ceased to exist.
Wouldn't it be easier just to Google it to find out if it's still around?
Yeah, and?
It would be an interesting road trip. We could do it as a podcast bonus feature. Yeah. Like, OklaCon 5 years later, or however long it's been.
Well, we just make a day trip. You know, if we go up and see the Solo 3 guys, we just take a little bit longer, make a loop around.
State park is a way to quarantine yourself.
We get a drone. We attach a tumbleweed to it, and we just fly it through the main street, and it'll be like, look at what has become of this town.
Speaking of, though, a state park, they did quarantine a dude in Georgia that way.
We had a very amusing conversation.
We shoved that dude into the woods
the other night. Like, I was like, he was like a dog that they didn't want anymore, and just drove him out to the middle of nowhere and threw him out of the van. But Tieran was explaining this situation last night, and like the way he worded it, or was it you? I don't remember. I think it was the way he worded it made it sound like they just fucking flew over to state park and kicked this guy out of an airplane or something. And
I hope
they threw like a bag of supplies after him.
No, like I had seen a quote tweet on the original article, and it was like, I hope they gave him a knife.
Like, they drop his ass, and it's just like the starting out in Minecraft. You better dig yourself a hole.
You have 72 hours to survive.
Go punch a sheep and get some wool. Punch that tree down, because you're going to need some sticks.
Throw up inside of Tauntaun.
Yeah.
But apparently he is at an actual facility. There's like a building.
Yeah, like I'm sure there is. But like
the notion of just like some dude, you've got the plague. Boop. They just kick his ass out of a helicopter.
Modern day leper colony.
Yeah. It's like where they were airdropping the wolves in to kill the moose.
I love the jaw. Yeah, the wolf, like, just
with the knife.
Yeah. There's like a comic and it's four panels and it's a wolf in a parachute and then he just pulls out a knife and he just slowly descends upon this moose.
And the moose has like little question marks over its head. It's really cute.
So. Other things that are also being delayed, there's...
Gratification? Satisfaction?
Well, orgasm? That will be if Trump fucking bites it from coronavirus. Mm. Because apparently he's been hanging out with a lot of people that are coming up positive for it. Jair Bolsonaro, the dictator of Brazil, was there at Mar-a-Lago a little bit ago, having himself a good and old time with Trump and his droogies. And whoops... Jair Bolsonaro has the fucking coronavirus, as with a bunch of people in Brazil now, thanks to him, probably. And, of course, probably everybody at Mar-a-Lago, which included Trump, etc. And, of course...
CPAC. Corona por all conservatives.
And IPAC as well. So, like, a full two-thirds of Congress may have been exposed in some way or form. A bunch of conservative ghouls... probably getting it. Really hope they're probably praying for some universal health care right now. Shame our system is so bad. There was literally a tweet I saw where like Trump is refusing to get tested for coronavirus.
What?
Because it's like, if I don't test for it, the number's not real and I don't have it.
Yep.
Still like, keeps the trying fucking to Mormons it. Have suspended all church activities for the foreseeable future. The entire Mormon church has said, you know what? Just chill. Make some fucking funeral potatoes and hang out by yourselves. Because they don't want their people getting sick.
While I was at the hospital today, I actually saw on the local news that the big mega church that's in Texas...
The
Baptidome?
I think so. Like, they suspended all their stuff for the time being.
That church has like 10,000 people that come on a Sunday. Yep. They would be a massive hotbed of that. But then you also had, on the flip side, some evangelical group that's having themselves a big old get-together at some stadium, I think in Arizona, where it's like, where they're offering people supernatural protection from the virus. And it's like, that's not how this works. That's not how this works at all.
I was waiting for that to happen, to be honest.
It better be one of those, like, snake handler cults or something like that. It would be like, if the snake bites me, it means that I'm immune to coronavirus.
The thing about those cults is they always milked the snakes before people bit them. So the snakes didn't have venom in them, or a lot of venom.
Then, of course, like the thing that really got people's attention is that, oh no, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have it.
Like, yeah. After that happened and the NBA canceled their season, like, people started to realize this shit was real, and they were like, oh my god.
And
like, I went to the store that night and bought a bunch of toilet paper and other supplies.
God. Well, the good thing is I had already bought toilet paper, so we have, like, half a dozen rolls in both bathrooms because we just need to buy toilet paper like normal people do occasionally. And so part of – between my upbringing and Panther's upbringing, we have a very well-stocked house. We have a good well-stocked fridge and freezer. It's not a big deal for us. We'll be fine.
Like, I'm just
Panther's company is actually going to be doing a stress test tomorrow for everybody who's working from home to make sure that the local network can support it.
Yeah.
I know another local furry in Fort Worth whose company just went mandatory work from home for the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh my gosh. That'd be amazing.
I got a friend of mine who's in Nolans whose company's done the same.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people in Colorado who might be doing the same. It's like, basically, if you're like all these companies that are like, oh no, you can't work from home, we need you in the office, are realizing, no, actually we don't. And in fact, this meeting could be an email.
It could be an email.
And so it's interesting. Like, a lot of schools are going to online only classes. And on kind of on the same vein as like Pornhub doing some cool shit to help people alleviate, like Discord has upped their free version of you can stream to your friends to 50 people as opposed to just 10.
Oh,
okay. Where you like basically just share your screen with people in a chat.
Yeah, because they realized
you play video games.
Yeah, because they actually realized companies were using their Discord to like have just online meetings.
Yeah,
because like if you're a small company, you don't need to have a Zoom subscription. You could just get away with a free Discord real easy.
Speaking of Zoom, I did see a very funny thing where it's like, just so you know, wearing clothes are mandatory if you're using a Zoom meeting.
Oh my god.
With the quote, with the comment being, rules are made for a reason.
There's a reason I have the camera on my laptop taped over.
Yeah. Because, you know, you're sitting there, like, yeah, I'm a very serious man. And you're just, like, standing there scratching your tit. And they're like, oh, my God, it's so hairy.
Like, I always liked my Zoom meetings because, like, one of the guys that I work with, he has a very punk rock house. Uh-huh. And he'll just sit there playing on his guitar with his mic muted.
I can totally tell that I... Yeah. Dude, he's paying a lot of attention.
And then there's this one person we work with whose house looks like a fucking Instagram Pinterest post.
Oh, no.
With this intricate library in the background with these glass French doors. And I'm like, how is your house that nice? We don't get paid that much.
It turns out they're sitting in front of a green screen.
I wondered that for the longest time until I actually met her.
That would be pretty funny because I have a green screen. I could be anywhere.
Like, honestly, if my company was like, you can now work remotely for the next 6 months, like, every time I opened up my Zoom meeting, it would just be me in a different place.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It would be
yeah.
me in a cabin, me on a beach. Me in a mountain. Me.
You on the International Space Station.
Yes, on a roller coaster. and then, so another fun thing is, so in Thailand, like, normally tourists come and they, like, feed the monkeys that are there. Mm-hmm. So because the tourists aren't coming because of the coronavirus, there are hundreds of monkey gangs swarming across Thailand fighting over scraps of food. I posted the video in the chat so Savern can, like,
put it in the show notes.
Show notes.
Yeah. But
it's,
thing,
it's insane.
This, like, is also applying to, like, the Japanese Fox Island and Deer Islands.
Oh, yeah.
Where they, people feed the deer and the foxes, and now they're just going up and running through town, like, where the fuck are you? Give me food. Because the tourists aren't coming.
Yep.
Oh my god, that was, like...
Yeah, that video was insane.
Terrifying, like, because you see some people, there's a guy on a scooter, and there's a couple of vehicles, and just, like 1,000 rabid monkeys, basically.
One thing that's also been really unfortunate, though, is that, like, man, America goes straight to xenophobia, like,
oh,
at the
know.
Drop of a fucking hat.
And they're it's being... not helpful that, like, the guy at the top is...
Calling it the China flu.
He called it a foreign disease, and it's like, it's not a foreign, we live on a planet, there's no such thing as a foreign disease, except for when the colonists came over here from Britain and Spain and killed all the Native Americans.
Yeah, I saw some really good Native American shade tweets because of that today.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was just like,
let me tell you a thing.
Suspending all European travel because of diseases, huh?
There was a rather interesting tweet that got a lot of retweets. It's a photo essay in humility where it's a UFC fight card that's Zhang versus Jedrzejczyk, and the Jedrzejczyk woman has put a gas mask on her over her face in over the photo.
Okay.
And Wilhelmina Zhang Instagram said,
to be racist against the woman with the Chinese name?
Yeah, she's being racist against a Chinese lady. And it says, to make fun of tragedy is a true sign of one's character. People are dying. Someone's father, someone's mother, someone's child. Say what you want about me if it makes you feel stronger, but do not joke about what's happening here. I wish you good health until March 7th. I will see you soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third photo in this is that Jedrzejczyk woman's face beaten to shit. Like, like her skull is fucking inflated.
Oh, I saw that really picture gnarly. And I actually thought she had, like, some kind of ailment.
She's got some fucking facial swelling right there. She got the tar beaten out of her, justifiably so, by that Zhang woman. And, yeah, but just, like... I wish you good health until March 7th. After that, you're on your fucking own.
Right.
God. There was another thing I saw today that was, like, some old white dude, like, yelling at a couple of yarmulke old Jewish people being like, I want to shake your hand. Why don't you want to shake my hand? Come on, buddy, shake my hand. Which is like, what are you, like, blaming? Do you think that this particular – do you blame the Jews for this? Do you want to blame that particular old man in a yarmulke for you? This
what?
It was this weird ass scene that I was like, why are people like this?
I had the weirdest experience in the fucking hospital today.
What happened?
Like, I had two old men just come up and randomly touch me for, like, no reason. And it's just like, why are you doing this at a hospital? I was talking to Tiran.
Sucking your youth away.
I guess, like the nurse was explaining something to me in Tiran. And, like, an old man jumped in and made a joke, and then he, like, patted me on the arm, and I was like, you've infected me! I didn't say that, but that's what I thought.
With your old...
No, with your coronavirus. Like, and then another one, like, I was going to pick Tyrion up, and he went out of his way to come up to my open window and start talking to me, and was just like... What are you doing? Why are you doing this? Like,
I don't know. That's I'm always like, don't fucking talk to me when I'm in public. Like, you know, whenever like I'm at the
especially don't touch me.
Yeah, especially
like, even outside of a you know epidemic thing, just why get away from me?
Like, I'm okay with people talking to me or making the odd joke, but like, don't touch me. Like, that's this. Huge. I have not given you permission to touch me.
Yeah, yeah. Especially on your bare arm in the middle of a global pandemic.
Yeah, it was just like
at a hospital.
Yeah, like after like I was done talking to the nurse at Tyrion, I went over to the hand sanitizer and rubbed my arm where he touched me.
Oh, I would have fucking done the same thing.
That's yeah, indeed. Like I was just like, I'm not going to not be clean.
No, I made sure to avail myself of the hand sanitizer at the little hand sanitizer thingy at Whataburger before I like went to the.
I've always really appreciated that they have that there.
Yeah, it's just right there. You just get some. Yep. Wipe it on your hands. You should be good for a little bit.
Every restaurant should have that. I'm honestly surprised that I've only ever seen it at Whataburger.
And the hospital had hand sanitizer booths everywhere today.
You know, normally they do, but I bet you they've upped it.
I mean,
there's a couple portable ones.
When we got them for Fiesta, like, that was one of the best things we had, and we made sure that all of them were deployed this year.
Oh, yeah, those were really nice.
Because we got them a few years ago just in case, and this year was... Hopefully, they were well used.
Oh, yeah. I saw the one outside the dealer's room. I used that. Yep. That's one of the things the GSR has done, the Grand Sierra Resort.
Uh-huh.
I got an email today because I have a reservation there for Tyrion to go to BLFC. And they're talking about, hey, we know everyone's freaking out about coronavirus, so here's the steps that we've taken. And they're talking about training their staff and making sure that... And Mrs. Sutton, BLFC, tweeted also, was making sure that they're going to have more hand sanitizer booths everywhere. But the hotel has confirmed that, like, the cleaning supplies they're using in the room passed some level of FDA approval and so forth for, you know, scouring the fuck out of things and everything.
And, like, I love how we've started to, like, clean public institutions all the time now, where it used to be we couldn't be able to afford it. Like, they've started to clean the New York City subway twice a day.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, you spent all that money on hiring police officers to guard the booths to make sure people couldn't jump the turnstiles.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't afford to clean it before.
I didn't know they didn't. Like, I know they cleaned the DART system.
It just wasn't as high a priority like for them, and they don't want to have cleaning staff coming through at random times during the day. But now it's like, oh shit, I guess we should try to keep things a little bit cleaner than that.
Really interesting. I read an article a while back, unrelated to coronavirus. There was some other kind of thing. I don't remember what caused it. Maybe it was when – I don't remember. But for some reason, this city had to make public transit free for like a period of time. I think maybe it was during like a really, really bad storm or something like that. I'm not sure. But anyway, like – and public transit usage jumped by like 23% or something like that. And it's just sort of like, oh, if the public transit is free, people will use it.
Yep.
Because they're always talking about ridership numbers and everything like that. And it's sort of like, yeah, public transit should be free.
I mean, it keeps cars off the road. It lowers the impact. It probably makes, like, the city's repair bill. Like, if they made public transit free and the budgets for, like, public transit and, like, road repairs were similarly linked, I bet they could see an appreciable drop in cost because they're just having that much fewer cars on the road.
It also helps disadvantaged people actually get around.
Yeah, right? That too.
Like, I had somebody last night come up to me asking for money to take the bus. I didn't have cash, so I just gave them food instead.
Yeah.
Well, it's like anytime if I was taking a train downtown and was coming back up, I would just give my ticket to someone else.
Yeah, and see, that's something that's interesting also is that this smartphone is fucking over poor people, because it used to be like people would ask you for your used train pass when you came off the train. You don't do that anymore. Not since DART rolled out the app like 2 years ago.
Well, you can still... Can you still purchase a physical paper ticket at the kiosk?
Yeah, but most people that can afford the $6 to do so can afford a smartphone.
Yeah, like, I don't carry cash anymore. Like, I just...
You can pay with card there.
No, I'm just talking about in general. Like
for giving it to a homeless person.
Yeah,
like, that... I do have some cash on me generally, but a little bit, just because...
It's very rare. Almost the only time I do is if I remember I try to take out some money to tip valets and housekeeping staff when I'm at a con.
Yeah, because like I had made sure to do that when I was at the Hyatt for Fiesta. Yep. So let's shift off the coronavirus topic, because we've talked for 35 minutes on it. But I will leave us with
broke one, it up with other stuff.
One final point that from with a tweet from Chris Sawyer. I knew there was panic buying, but damn. And it's a picture of the My Little Pony Valance at Toys R Us before they were closing, and there's a single Spike toy on the shelf.
Yeah.
So, moving on towards, like, some other shit, though related, the rich are jetting off to their disaster bunkers amongst the outbreak, which, of course, puts us back on the fucking outbreak, because I'm an idiot.
Right.
But then that... there's the two images on the tweet were also breaking. During the coronavirus outbreak, San Francisco will continue to confiscate unhoused people's belongings. Hashtag homelessness.
And it's sort of like shot chaser.
Yeah.
It's just like, God damn it.
It's like, even amongst the calls for unity and supporting of each other, we're still going to be insanely cruel to people in need because we fucking can. The homeless and also SNAP recipients. Because in the midst of all this, they're going to be tightening up the food assistance SNAP for people, which will basically result in 700,000 people losing their food stamps in April.
For fuck's sake.
The cruelty is the point.
Hey, you know, when I was a child in school, we were taught to basically look down on the people that got the reduced meal voucher. Like, oh, they're poor.
Yeah.
You know, like it was a dirty thing. And now as an adult, I'm like, oh my God, why do children have school lunch debt? That is so fucked up.
Yeah.
And like, people can't even pay for the school lunch debt. Like, people have offered to just pay off these kids' school's lunch debt, and schools are like, no.
Let them. That is so. Yeah, I remember talking about this a few months ago, and it's just so dumb. Like, there was some moderately wealthy individual in a particular community, and it was like, I want to pay off all the kids' lunch debts.
And it wasn't even, like, that much money. It was, like, $2,400 or something like that.
Yeah, and they were nothing. And they were like, no, you can't do that. We want the poor to suffer.
I mean, that's basically what it is. Well, like, and now we're going to have peak poor suffrage because it's going to be the people who can't afford to go to the hospital are the ones that are going to die.
Well, not only that, like we're shifting to the tangential effects, I guess, of the outbreak. A lot of schools, if they shut down the schools, that's some of the only places that these kids will be getting a meal during the week.
Yep.
Because their parents are working and they're not at home, but they can get a meal at the school. You know, we're taught in this country so much that wealth is morality.
Mm-hmm.
If you're poor, you must be poor for a reason. Mm-hmm. And the rich, they've been blessed by God.
Yep.
When that's the furthest from the fucking truth.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this horrific inversion of what the Bible would actually teach about wealth. But That goes back to what you were saying, Fuzz, that, you know, we're taught as children that, oh, if you're poor, you must be something wrong.
Yeah, you're literally a lower class. Like,
and as somebody who grew up very poor, I did have a lot of that, where people looked down on me.
Yeah.
And that sticks with you your entire fucking life. It really does.
Like,
but, like, yeah, it's real fucked up because, you know, we're talking about, oh, they might be having to close schools for 2 weeks. Well, this puts pressure on families that both parents work.
Yep.
Are no single income families with children anymore.
Nope.
Like, what are you going to do with these kids? They're going to have to stay home by themselves? Well, that's a problem.
Which is illegal in some states.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
like, I think, like, a 14-year-old is legally allowed to watch younger siblings in certain jurisdictions, but what if you don't have a 14 or 16 year old?
Yeah, it's just like, under 12, under 13.
It highly varies between place to place. Like,
and you can't bring your kid to your office, necessarily. Mm-hmm. You don't want to have them sticking around in the break room for 8 hours, drinking all the coffee.
Touching everything with their sticky little hands during a viral outbreak.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like a great idea.
Like, there was somebody who brought their kid to a job interview at a food court, and they put their kid at a table, and they were at, like, the Jamba Juice, and they could see their kid from the Jamba Juice.
Oh, God, I remember this.
And, like, somebody called the cops on this kid because he was sitting there alone, and they fucking took the kid away from the mother for leaving him at this table where she could see him. And it was just like, why? Why did you do this?
Because they were black.
Yeah, it was because they were black.
Yeah, and I'm not even joking. They were.
Yeah, no, that was just, that was the reason.
A white woman would not have gotten that fucking treatment.
No, ma'am. She wouldn't have. Because we like to default to racism in this country a lot.
That too.
It's one of the reasons why we have the xenophobia.
Yeah, speaking of which, like I saw somebody tweet tonight that like, he and his family went to a Chinese restaurant that their regulars at, and the owner was like, "Oh, we're so glad to see you. We recognized your order, so we gave you extra whatever they ordered or something." And they said how their sales have been really down and shit like that. And I'm just like, "Oh my God, it is just." Yes, it started in China, but to be living in America, if you see a Chinese person, you start walking away like you think they're fucking the plague carrier or
something. I had that thought last night, too, because the Nuni Buffet over there by the Kroger and all that. I used to go there all the time, but now I don't for obvious reasons. But I was like, man, I hope they're...
What do you mean, obvious reasons?
It's gross.
Okay, no, all right.
Food's okay.
No, it's nasty. You may like it.
It's better than that one that
you meant because of your weight loss surgery? Because
my weight loss surgery. I don't go to buffets anymore. Because, like, I can eat maybe most of a plate, and then I'm full, and it's, like, $12.
Yeah.
I'm a Chinese food connoisseur. I've tried over 50 Chinese restaurants in the DFW area.
And they all suck?
They all suck, but three.
Okay, well.
One of them is in Irving, one of them is in Farmers Branch, and one of them is in Plano. And they're all over 20 minutes away.
Well, anyways.
This is DoorDash is for.
That's usually where I ordered it from, except a couple of them aren't on there or they're out of area. Like, the one in Irving is, like, over 40 minutes away. I used to drive there all the time to get food.
But what I meant to say is that, like, Nunu has been there as long as I've lived in this area, and I wonder if they're doing okay.
Yeah. So...
Same with Lynn's, just up the street, because that place has been around for not quite as long, but, you know, I wonder.
Mm-hmm.
That's my desperation, Chinese food. And I'm just like, I want Chinese. Though they have gotten actually better in like the last couple months. Because it used to be their like broccoli would have this weird soap taste to
it. Is Lynn's the same plaza as Mina's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's next to the subway.
Then they've been there about 6 or 7 years. I know that because shortly after Tieran and I moved into this house, our neighbors behind us were like, we're organizing a bunch of the neighbors to all go to this this brand new Chinese buffet place that opened because we want to support local business. I was like, that's really cool. I'm allergic to soy, so I can't do that. Nice. And the guy looked at me with confusion, like, you're what?
So you're not a soy boy?
No, I'm a cup. There's a difference. No,
okay.
Kidding.
So the other thing that's some interesting – so we're going to kind of shift us towards something not coronavirus related for once, but okay. Political.
Do you want a beer? Do you want some wine?
They've actually seen their sales tank.
I don't drop
– That's actually really sad. Like it's like that CDC meme that I saw go out where they were like, all we need you to do is wash your hands. They're like, don't eat Chinese buffet. Got it. No, that's not what we meant. Just wash your damn hands. I'm not going to drink any of that Corona beer. And CDC's response was just ...
Oh. I don't drink Corona beer because it's a beer. If I can see through the beer, I don't necessarily want to drink it. I like dark beers.
Why not? You know, it's not hiding anything.
So the one that I really liked today was CDC. You might Be quarantined for 2 weeks. Crafters, I should stock up. CDC, yes! You need medicine. Crafters, I need more fabric. CDC, what? Crafters, and beads! CDC, wait, no, dot, dot, dot. Crafters, ooh, I should learn to make my own soap! CDC, size. I mean, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea.
So one of the big things that we've seen in the last little bit about the most recent couple of votes, various caucuses, is like, oh, the youth aren't coming out. The youth aren't coming out.
Oh, yeah. I actually saw an interesting tweet about that.
Totally horseshit.
Yes.
Right.
Youth in this entire cycle has been up across the board. Mm-hmm. But the old folks have increased theirs just as much,
yep.
Right.
If not more. So even though there's more number of youth, there are more youth by number, they're a slightly smaller proportion because there's that many more older voters engaged in the process right now.
Yep. And you know, I was actually thinking about that because they keep reporting percentages.
I'm like, this is good because these are all people voting in the Democratic primaries. That means that Democrats as a whole, regardless of their age, are way more invested in the process right now, which bodes well for November.
So, like, in Texas, Bernie's vote count went up from 456,000 in 2016 to 1.1 million.
More roughly. Than double?
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow.
In Virginia, it went from 276,000 raw Bernie voters in 2016 to 575,000.
And that's the 2016 primary. That's
the 2016 primary to the 2020 primary.
Wow.
And then
I guess it would have to be.
In both of those cases, the youth vote between 18 to 29 went up at least 10% in both cases.
Yeah.
So, like, that particular meme about the youth aren't turning out for Bernie is horseshit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So anytime someone says that to you, you can slap them with your dick.
Yep.
Or your boobs or whatever.
Well, like sometimes I was just going to print out and staple that infographic that I retweeted to their foreheads that talked about all the challenges against young people voting.
Or the Eric Andre Show meme where it's like the dude shooting the guy in the chair.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's like, turnout, voter suppression, it's long working hours,
three jobs.
Working three jobs. Why would the youth voters do this?
Yeah.
After they put, you know, all these difficulties on them.
And, like, sometimes it's just how they report the data. Like, I was looking at, like, which of these – a chart where it was, like, which of these age groups do you identify as? And the age ranges they have on there are just really fucked up. Because, like, the first one is 18 to 24, which is only 6 years. Then they do 25 to 29, which is only 4 years. Then they do 30 to 39, which is 9 years. 40 to 49, which is 9 years. 50 to 64, which is 14 years. And then 65 and over, which is, I'm going to assume, like, 20 plus years.
Yeah.
Assuming you don't vote past a certain age. Or you're just dead. So, really, the 18 to 24 and 25 to 29 should have been combined, which would have been a 15%, which would compare with the 30 to 30, which would have actually been higher than the 30 to 39 age range. So, youths are voting. It's just how we're portraying the data makes it seem like they're not.
Yeah, because 18 to 24... it should just be like
eight. That's not even millennials, right? That's Zoomers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in this particular image that Ajax provided, it's basically like which who went for who. And until you reach 40 to 49, you had 50+%, capping out with 18 to 24 and 25 to 29 being 83% and 81% for Bernie in this case, and it being obviously inverted. Where, like, if you were 50 and above, it was 66 for 50 to 64 and then 73% for 65 and older. So, no, the youth and even everybody in our age cohort, everybody here recording on this podcast right now is at least 50% for Bernie. All this manufactured consent and all this bullshit about drop out Bernie. Bernie is like 140 delegates behind when there's 159 delegates to be awarded from the states he's already won. Obama was down by 300 against Hillary at the same fucking point in 2008. Manufacturing consent. And thankfully, Bernie isn't taking the fucking bait, and he's looking forward to making Joe Biden draw a fucking clock on stage on this coming week. I really hope.
What does that mean?
It's a very simple cognitive ability test that they do to show people if they have early stages of dementia. They have a trouble placing the numbers correctly on a clock's face. Because part of the whole thing with Biden is they made sure that he's not saying anything. Because when he does say anything, he goes weirdly off the rails and threatens auto workers.
Well, Biden has always done that, though.
Yeah.
Like, even in his past presidential campaigns, they kind of realized that Biden shouldn't talk to people unscripted because he just is a gaffe machine.
Let me tell you, Jack, if you want to take my knife out of the rain bucket because old Corn Pop, let me tell you, when he put up a fight against Rusty Joe in Crab Appleton, that was what we called a pickle.
Because that's what happened in Bikini Bay that day.
Because there was that video where it was a Trump dude that was talking about, like, you're going to take away my Second Amendment rights. And he's like, gets up in his face and like, you want to take this outside, Jack? And I'm going to take away your AR-14 or whatever.
I'm going to take away your AARP.
And then it
we'll
was one of those
things. You so bad,
where
you'll be in your 20s again.
It was, I think it was Pixel City.
And then you'll vote for Bernie. And I'll kill you again.
That, like, it's really weird that people are less mad about the fact that Biden got in this dude's face and more mad that he misgendered a gun.
Oh, you see? Oh, because
that was the line. Because people were mad that he called it an AR-14.
Oh.
AK-14, something like that.
When yeah,
he just,
yeah.
Muddled his gun names.
Right.
Gun folks get really pissed about that. Like,
did you know AR stands for assault rifle?
Don't you dare call a magazine a clip, because they will just get up in your shit about it.
I'm gonna put a clip in my revolver. And then I'm gonna,
because, like, apparently, like, there have been no clips of guns in their old magazines, and I'm like, the cultural consciousness has all agreed that they're called clips. All of pop culture calls them clips. So go fuck yourself.
It's not even that. Like, it's used as in slang.
Yeah. It's a word we agreed meant something by cultural consent.
And yes, a clip of bullets is what goes in, like, a Mosin.
Yeah.
Or various bolt-action semi-automatic rifles. But get over yourselves.
Yeah, like, it's a dumb thing to nitpick
over. I'm
going to
open a gun store called Great Clips, and I'm going to open it right across the street or next door to the hairdresser called Great Clips, just to confuse people. And, you know, my whole thing is that I will just shoot your hair off.
Like, there's some people who aren't going to the, like, barber because they're afraid of the virus right now. Like, I saw people tweeting about that.
Well, I mean, you are asking someone to touch your head for half an hour or more.
Yeah. So, shooting your hair off is actually a really good idea.
That's right.
Don't do that, kids.
There you go.
Flamethrower. Flamethrower also works.
It's safe.
I've done that.
I've seen that crazy video of somebody was doing hair, and they were, like, lighting it on fire and then patting it out and then combing it around, and I'm almost like, well, what are they doing? It's a technique, and I'm like, I don't know what this is.
Speaking of which, as a safety tip, remember, alcohol evaporates on hot metal. So if you pour alcohol on something that's hot and then strike it with a match, it will turn into a gas cloud and fry off your hair.
Huh.
Oh, is that what happened to your eyebrows?
Not this time.
I'm joking.
No, I really did do that when I was a kid. Like, we had a corn burner / pellet stove, and, like, my mom was on me to light it, and I was pissed, and so I was just kind of doing it, and it had just gone out, and so I poured the alcohol on the pellets, and I went to light them. This giant ball of fire came up and fried my long, glorious locks that I had at the time, and, like, I shit you not, when it happened, the first words out of my mouth were, "Woohoo!" as I started to beat my head.
And that's why you're bald.
This sounds like a Joe Biden story. You know, when I was a boy, my mama told me to put some pellets in the corn stove. And
I mean, I grew up on a farm. I'm allowed to be folksy. I had chickens. I had many chickens.
Did
and
goats?
Goats.
Okay.
I had three goats. I had a billy goat, or pygmy goat when I was a kid that I used to put on a helmet with and butt heads with.
That's cute.
And then I had two dairy goats because I was going to start a meat goat empire that didn't quite work out.
My mom has wanted a dairy goat. And yeah, I was like, my mom has been wanting a dairy goat just to like keep the backyard trimmed and also to make goat cheese, make a pannier.
I keep trying to talk to her and...
You don't have a fence. Where would you?
I could make a fence.
Anyway, I'm okay with it.
I just have to get him a little collar and teach him how to bark like a dog.
He's just a weird dog.
Yeah.
Do I have to have like a special permit or anything to have a goat in a residential neighborhood?
It really depends.
It really depends. Like there are certain.
See, Fort Worth doesn't give a shit, but Carrollton might. Mm-hmm. You'd have to look up for your local statutes. But you don't have an HOA to bitch at you. So
that's true. Yeah, but sometimes it falls. There's this non-farming clause in a lot of suburban areas. There's some people who can't even grow tomatoes.
That's ridiculous.
Because, like, that counts as farming. So all it takes
and having one goat would count as farming. And it's,
It just takes one person with a hair up their ass to call the city on you and your funds. Mm. Which is the other reason why it would be maybe bad for your parents to have one.
If we make sure that the goat is cute and they're allowed to pet it, then...
I got to go pet goats the other week. It was awesome.
Yeah, he was in the park at the same time as goat yoga was wrapping up. Yeah. And they let him pet the goats. And then he sends us you tweeted it. You were like, Darren and Fuzz, I found this weird dog. Can I keep him?
Yep.
And I'm all for having a goat.
No, like a goat wouldn't be happy here.
Oh,
it'd be fun to have, but I'm not responsible enough for a pet. I can barely take care of myself. That's why I am the dog.
Yeah, but goats eat grass. You just leave them outside. You ain't got to worry about it, right?
I'd have to intensively graze him, and I'd have to like move him from over a grid pattern over the yard to get it to equally eat the areas. Like, it would be a thing. And then if it escaped and got hit by a car and it did damage the car, I could be sued. And like, there's many reasons why you should not have a goat inside of a city. Chickens, though.
So, you can have chickens in Carrollton, but you can't have any roosters, and they have to have a coop, and.
Yep.
So, that's the rule. But I don't see any prohibitions against goats, but they probably also they have to explicitly allow it. So, it might be a county-level rule.
Now that I think of it, they might not, because next to the post office in Addison, there's a fucking
But that's
cow.
Addison.
I know, but... Like, I think I've seen that in Carrollton, too.
Well, like, there is that field that's next to the Burger King on the north side of the bush there that has horses in it occasionally.
Yeah, so Carrollton might not care.
Yeah. Anyway.
And listeners, if you are local to the North Texas DFW area, this is probably fascinating.
Well, see,
everybody else, we're like...
Look, we're in Texas. Animal laws are weird around here.
Yeah.
Like, there's
we're going to talk about Texas culture. This podcast is about Whataburger, Buc-ee's, and can I keep a goat in my backyard?
There is a ranch in Plano, Texas that's like Independence and Parker Road. They've got alpacas and cows and horses.
Pretend
and
it's the boss.
Big ass chunk of land.
We should go see them. I'll pack a lunch for the day, and we can go up and see them.
Yeah, I don't think
so. Send pictures to Brayburn.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, like, God, we've gone so far off track.
There's also, like, that cow pasture in the middle of all those skyscrapers up near the legacy?
Up near Midway, where Midway turns onto Tennyson or whatever, yeah.
I think so, yeah. Because and there's just random cows in the middle of all these skyscrapers. And you're just
probably
like,
because that used to be a farm in the middle of fucking nowhere. Yeah. And as the Metroplex has just grown and grown and grown, I bet they probably offered that farmer a good chunk of money to be like, hey, we want to put like a city here.
They're like, no, fuck you. This is where my longhorns are.
Yeah. So instead they were like, okay, fuck it. They just built around him. So now there's a fucking full-fledged farm in the middle of Plano.
Yep. So, all right. Wow, we're past an hour now. Jesus.
I kind of like where this went. I've always wanted to be on a farming podcast.
Well, some other good news. Chelsea Manning's getting released from prison after unfortunately being in prison for literally a year. And she still has $256,000 in fines levied against her because she was resisting a grand jury summons to snitch.
To try and nail Julian Assange.
Yeah. And she was like, no, fuck you. And so they put her in confinement and or solitary confinement and fined her $1,000 a day. And she ultimately she tried to kill herself.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, this is going nowhere. Fuck. It's like, we'll release you, but you're still on the hook for the fucking fines. So that's bullshit that she's still on the hook for the fines and bullshit in the first place that she was even fined. But she's at least getting out of prison.
Like, I bet if she does a GoFundMe for that, like,
everybody will pay for it. People that help her do that. But that's...
Yeah, it's still bullshit.
That's bullshit. In other good news, Sonic Fox is the best Mortal Kombat 11 player on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So they're out there being... big queer furries, which is really cool.
Yeah.
It was also really funny because, like, People for Bernie quote tweeted this guy. It was like, yo, you guys can have this other dude. We'll claim the greatest esports player on the planet. Because, yeah. Like, they came out after they won with their trans pride flag, their fursuit head, uh-huh. and the big ass hammer, grabbed the mic and said, yo, vote for Bernie.
Yes, I remember that.
But other things where it's like, they're the youngest Evo champ at age 16, 5X Evo champ, won all three ESLs. Won both IPS finals, won MK11 Pro Comp finals, Hunters of Mages win. They're only 22, all in the span of 6 years. And they got themselves, like, a boyfriend. And there's been some cute, horny furry art on Maine.
Oh, yeah, I retweeted that earlier.
And I was like, oh, that's really cute. Plus, that they're 225,000 followers. Then, on the other side of things, Harvey Weinstein's going to jail for 23 years.
Yep.
So, fuck that guy. That creepy old fucker. He managed to basically be a massive creep for many, many, many years, get away with it, ruin many people's careers, and then finally got his comeuppance. So, fuck him.
They literally pressure wash this sheep?
Not pressure wash it. Just
it's just a dirty hose. Little sheep.
Just when a normal hose.
But when you, you know, use some soap on a sheep,
oh it my actually God, looks look how soup. Fluffy the sheep is. I'm sorry. This is a
like have you ever seen
Ajax shared?
Yes.
Like have you ever seen a like air conditioned and blow dried cow?
Cow? Yes, I have. So fluffy. Oh my God, they're so fluffy and adorable. And
you've seen a winter coat horse, right? They can be really fluffy too.
Yeah.
And
we had a horse.
I hate horses.
The other thing that
horse dick.
I hear there's nothing like it.
Yeah, so in other news, the case against Levi Dane Simmons, a.k.a. Snake Thing, has reached something of a conclusion.
Yes.
So this was one of the sick motherfuckers.
Well, I'd say it's a pretty definitive fucking conclusion.
Yeah, it's a definitive conclusion. So this was one of the motherfuckers at the core of the Zuseda shit that came out in 2018.
Yeah.
And, like, it came, it was a furor for a while, and then just kind of, it went away. After a little bit, like, there were some people with some really bad shit against them, like some real disgusting videos of them doing some really gnarly shit, and nothing really came of it for a while because, you know, the internet tried to do their internet vigilante shit when they should have just let the cops continue to handle this.
Well, apparently a lot of the people that were not trying to make a name for themselves in public were actually working on shit on the back yeah, end.
But you
with,
ended up
with the investigators.
A lot of people trying to make a name for themselves. But ultimately, this Levi Snake Thing Simmons ultimately has pled guilty to 10 out of the 30 charges that had been levied against him.
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular case, none of them related to actual any sort of Zuseda stuff. It was all child pornography.
Yeah.
Apparently lots of it. So he only has 25 years in prison, only,
jeez.
Plus lifetime sex offender registry. And
25 years, that's like half his life, right? Because he's probably...
I don't think he's that old.
Mid-20s, 30s.
This was State of Oregon versus Levi Dane Simmons. And, like, that was him pleading. So I can pretty much guarantee you that they were like, look, if this goes to trial, we're going to go infinity years plus 100 on you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You will 1,000,000% die in prison versus a very high proportion of you possibly dying in prison. Ooh, give me a cherry one. Ajax brought in some ice pops, and I will seductively lick one here after maybe. We're done recording.
This but one sort of looks red.
You know what? I'll be fine, regardless. Okay. Thank you, Ajax.
Maybe they're all red.
So that's one sick fucker down. Probably a good number to go in that particular bit of garbage. but like there's nothing, there's no but there. It's just this guy's a piece of shit and I'm glad he's got, because ugh. I mean, that's just one person out of a small group. I mean, I'm sure there's still stuff going on in the background with that, but that's one bad actor off the scene on a very permanent basis. But man,
yeah.
Like the fact that 25 years was the plea, it's like they were
like holy shit,
we're going
dude.
To like find out a way to extend your life to just put you in prison longer. And like
apparently the lawyer went back, said like, no, we want more than what the maximum is or whatever. Like they tried to up it, and that's when they went and did
That's why I was saying like infinity plus 100 years type stuff.
Okay, I knew he had another name too. Apparently he was also known as Nelazar, which is what his Wikifer article is under.
Yeah. So, like, the particular person, like, had kept a sort of a running thing on this since December 25th, 2019.
Yeah. And he's 25.
Oh, jeez.
So, he literally got, he will spend half his life in jail if he doesn't get out for good behavior or...
Or get killed.
Right.
So, there was that. Good fucking riddance. Other than that, we're holding down the fort. So, on the con front... Earlier in the podcast, we talked about cons canceling and how difficult that can be for smaller events.
Yeah.
Basically, like you said, Fuzz, that basically we'll have to make the ultimate decision if we end up going to the conventions we have on the plate.
Yeah.
But, uh-huh. like, we're going to plan as if we're going, but not be, like, super set on it. Mm-hmm. I really hope I get to go to Anthrocon this year. A little bit less so for FWA. I really hope we can go to ACFI, because I like that con, and I like being down on the Riverwalk.
I do like ACFI.
But...
I think that late in the year, shit will hopefully have...
I would hope so. Same for Anthrocon. It's in July. But we don't know at this point. We're at this fucking giant question marks everywhere thing.
And it's not being handled well. And until it does get handled well, we're just kind of...
So...
Yeah.
Let me find that... Where is that tweet? Shit.
Are we talking about the virus again?
Yes, we're talking back to... Well, we're talking at the virus again because it's
relevant to convention.
It's so... Well, why it's being mishandled.
Yes.
So...
Yes, it's being mishandled.
The Secretary of Health and Human Services, Azar... In the case of Alex Azar, he did go to the president in January. He did push past resistance from the president's political aides to warn the president the new coronavirus could be a major problem. There were aides around Trump, Kellyanne Conway, had some skepticism at times that this was something that needed to be presidential priority. But at the same time, Secretary Azar has not always given the president the worst-case scenario of what could happen. My understanding is that he, President Trump, did not push to do aggressive additional testing in recent weeks, and that's partly because more testing might have led to more cases being discovered of coronavirus outbreak, and the president had made clear the lower the numbers of coronavirus, the better for the president, the better for his potential re-election in the fall.
Oh my God. And he literally went on TV. And basically, unfiltered said, I like the numbers where they're at. We shouldn't make them any higher just because of this cruise ship that wasn't our fault. It's like,
I think 7 people on that cruise ship died.
I'm not sure. I heard like half the ship got infected.
Yeah.
Like, I know they got infected, but I think like 7 people.
This is the smoking gun. Trump suppressed coronavirus testing to keep the numbers low and boost his chances at re-election. We live in extremely. Dumb times. Holy shit.
I saw a tweet today where it's like, I don't want to live in interesting times anymore.
Yeah. The problem is, it's not smoking gun. His base is still going to fucking vote for him.
Like, it's the same shit that's happened for the last 4 years. I mean, none of this is surprising. Like, this is exactly how he was always going to handle the pandemic.
And the funny thing is like, you literally have these old people groups that are like, have a handshake party to support Trump, or have ourselves a coronavirus cookout. And it's like, please, please, whatever... dark powers exist. Let these people get together and have themselves a plague party. And then there will be some stranger in a weird red mask that shows up and says something. She's surely not going to say anything weird at midnight that causes us all to die.
I don't know who you're referencing.
Yeah, Mask of the Red Death.
Oh.
The short story.
Mm-hmm. Poe.
Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, we do live in very interesting times, and it basically boils down to, folks, make sure that you're checking up on each other, that you're helping your artist friends that are probably going to lose out a lot of income this coming bit from cons canceling. if you have some older people around you that you could maybe help out, check on them. Yep. Try not to cough on them too much, unless they're like assholes and they might deserve it.
From what I've seen, it's sort of like, I saw articles earlier that were like, people that are young and healthy, that's great. Don't kill anyone. Like, yep. don't cough on people. Don't go to big events.
Yep.
Everyone should be isolating to a degree.
Do research into various masks, because like,
use a full body condom if you're going to have sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like, masks are only really, like, surgical masks are only good for people who are sick, because they keep it from spreading to other people. It's not good for preventing you from getting sick. And like, N95 masks are only really effective if you don't have facial hair, because you need to be able to make a tight seal in order for it to work.
Yeah.
And so unless you're sick, don't really worry about getting the masks. Right now there's a giant shortage of it, and they kind of need to be there and available for the people who do need the masks. Mm-hmm. It would probably be a good idea to stock up on supplies in case you have to be quarantined for like 2 weeks.
Toilet paper.
Yeah, like, don't go crazy on it.
But I forgot to buy food.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is that everyone is buying toilet paper, and I'm like, you're not going to need to shit if you're not stocked up on food.
Well, I went to the grocery store yesterday, and like, all of the toilet paper was decimated, but no one had touched the paper towels. And I'm like, that's just the same thing. So just like, have some of the shit that you eat all the time, stuff that's shelf stable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make sure all your power stuff is charged.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, even if there's nobody monitoring the fucking power stations, we're going to have power. Water stations are still going to be functioning. Water. The people buying water, it's just, you're not a prepper living in the fucking woods. We're not going to lose the ability to have water from in our local system. It's still going to come out of Lake Louisville, and it's going to be gross.
Make sure you update your virus definitions in case it makes a jump from human to Windows.
That's right. Make sure that you've updated your Windows. I had to run Windows updates today. Apparently I was like a step behind. And don't want my computer getting coronavirus.
Right.
I spent an hour in the hospital doing that today.
But yeah, here's a tweet. Many older Americans think the coronavirus crisis is overblown, so they're holding on to cruise reservations, attending concerts and Zumba classes in spite of pleas to social distance. I'm a handshaker, one retiree said. Not for long.
It's bad enough Windows is already infected with Cortana, let alone Corona.
Does anybody have that really dark Doc Wolverine tweet that he tweeted out a couple days ago?
Oh, God, where it's like, this friend of mine was like, well, we might get Social Security back in the black by next year.
Social Security.
Mm-hmm. Then there was that dark stock photo image of the surgeon with a shotgun. It's like U.S. healthcare system circa 2020.
Oh, God.
I found it. His tweet was, well, just got one of the most horrifying defeated voicemails. One of my close friends from med school is currently working in Houston as part of the main U.S. research team on the current pandemic. He's not an alarmist. He's usually not one to resort to dark humor. He left a message for me. This is the quote of the message. The way this is being handled and who it is targeting and how, we could see Social Security being in surplus again by next year. So yeah, like, that would be very bad. Like, I worry about my parents. Like, they're in their 60s. And, like, thankfully they live in the middle of nowhere, but still.
Yeah.
Terry's parents are in their 60s. Sabra's parents are in their 60s.
Yep.
Five parents, they'd be in their 60s.
And there's people who believe they can essential oil away the virus. And it's just like, no, that's not how that works.
So
I had someone tell me that yesterday.
Here's a hopeful tweet, though. Right now in Michigan, Bernie organizers are getting hundreds of people signed up to provide housing, transport, food, etc. to any students in need following COVID-19 school closings. Hour after disappointing the Michigan election, we're doing mutual aid work. Hashtag not me yes is more than a slogan. So that's good.
Yeah.
We just gotta, I mean, that's the thing. Mutual aid is going to be what sees us through this. Like, either intra-fandom, intra-community. Like, we're going to help each other out because the government ain't going to do shit.
Yep.
Not right now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and if you
support
like,
your community, support your friends, make sure that we all make it through it best we can.
Yeah, if you have elderly folks in your neighborhood that you actually like, go check on them and be like, do you have toilet paper? Do you need anything? Do you need blah, blah, blah?
Support your friends, but wash your hands first.
Yes. And that really boils down to it. Also, in these trying times, podcasters are going to do the heavy lifting and help provide more content. So hopefully we'll be able to continue to do so. I did point out today that all the stuff on our Patreon is available for people to download and listen to right now. I mean, it generally is because I just have a 1 week early access for like the movie time stuff and the podcast episodes become public 3 days after I post them. So like you can totally get them off of the Southpaw's Patreon even if you're not a patron. And you can also download and listen to all the Fox and Wolf movie times that we've done because it's been at least a week since the last one we posted. So there's content if you want it, but you can totally also give us like $1 an episode, a few bucks a month. That would be great too, but you don't have to. We will help provide content as we all isolate ourselves into little cocoons. Mm-hmm. So
even if we have to record remotely.
We have Discord.
Wondered if you guys would do that. Huh? I actually wondered if you guys would do that.
We've all got Discord and microphones. We could.
I don't have Discord.
How do you fix that?
It's very easy.
I've heard it's really difficult to download stuff.
It's okay, Boomer.
Have you ever used Slack?
Uh-huh.
Well, this is better.
Ooh. So, yeah, so we're going to wrap this up because it's an hour 20 raw-ish, and I'm going to have to do some editing. This has been CoronaCast. I've been Saverin, and you can find me on Twitter at SaverinDrake, on Twitch at Saverin.
I've been Saverin. Applies that you're dead now from the
I am the podcaster from beyond the grave.
Mm-hmm.
I will merge myself with the internet and become the embodiment thereof, mm-hmm. which will be really weird. But, you know, there's that.
Welcome to Spoopy Podcast.
Ooh, I still need to produce content to pay for my funeral.
Oh, that hurt because it's true.
You can find the podcast on Patreon at South Pawscast. You can find us, that podcast, on Twitter at South Pawscast. Fuzz, where can people find your ass?
In that chair?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm on Twitter at FuzzWolf.
Fuzzwolf.com, forplanet.com. Buy some books.
Woo! I'm SaintAjax33 at twitter.com. I'm SaintAjax on FA.
You could also find Ajax at the hospital being petted by random creepy old men.
Yeah.
I mean, normally I would like that.
You're such a cute fuzzy boy.
Yeah, but it was just like, yeah, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We're at a hospital. Why are you touching me?
I'd like to inoculate you.
Yeah. And they weren't even hot old men.
So. Yeah. They touched your arm and your arm hair immediately turned gray. you got your old on me.
Just everywhere else.
All right. So on that note, good night.
And
wash your fucking hands.